Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to a somewhat belated episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Like any student who turns in an assignment after the deadline, I have an excuse. I was lured away from my mic by the first ski show of the new 23-24 ski season. Before any supplier goes apoplectic imagining that I'm going to reveal privileged information, please know that I'm not going to get into any particulars, as this isn't the time for such details. It's odd, if not downright perverted, to celebrate skis no one can get their hands on, while most skiers on this continent haven't had much, if any, opportunity to ski what they just bought. But I do want to paint a broad strokes picture of what lies ahead, as a bit of foreknowledge may help to better inform imminent decisions. It is in this spirit that I want to share my overall impressions of where the market for alpine skis is heading next year in a brief pensée I've titled, "The Future Looks a Lot Like the Present." As I've been informing my dear readers and dear listeners for some time now, we are living in an era of incremental innovation. Here's some background info. All ski suppliers subdivide their product collections into families that share signature design features. It's practically a rule that new concepts are introduced one family at a time. In other words, if I'm a supplier, I have a race collection, which can be massive, a spin-off collection of high-end, non-race, hard snow skis that are usually more popular in Central Europe than they are in the U.S., a front-side family of relatively narrow skis that usually drops down to the very bottom price point, a large batch of all-mountain, in-resort skis where most Americans shop, and a surfier, softer, alternative collection that has wide, wider, and widest iterations, plus a complete suite of twin tips for the park rats and an ever-expanding menu of backcountry off-trail slash hybrid in-resort ex-resort models. Nobody can afford to change all that machinery in any given year. Just extending a new concept across more than one model family would strain anyone's R&D budget. So what happens instead is that change is instituted family by family. In very big families, or where the change being implemented is pricey, an expensive product innovation can take 3 years to spread across a given clan. For the 23-24 season, suppliers continue to take a fiscally responsible approach to instituting new ideas. Last year, the genre with the biggest surge in new models was the big mountain category, despite its relatively small sales, driven in part by the bottomless demand for backcountry models. So it's not a surprise that there are only a few new skis in this slice of the market. But it is a tad surprising that the adjacent genre, All Mountain West, which is pivotal in most brands' sales and brand image, has only one new entrant this year, for men or women. To take another tack at looking at the big picture, the American market for alpine skis could be divided into two halves at the 84/85mm waist cusp. In the U.S., that part of the market above 85 millimeters at the waist constitutes the vast majority of the market in sales. Yet there will only be four new designs, by which I mean constructions, not cosmetics, introduced in the All Mountain East, All Mountain West, Big Mountain, and Powder genres combined. As my perspicacious dear listeners will deduce, most of the new models debuting next season will be either front side, 74-84 millimeters underfoot, technical, a genre all but invisible on this side of the Atlantic pond, or non-fist race, another genre with almost zero intersection with the recreational skiing public. This is one of the main reasons the 23-24 ski model season will look a lot like the current one. A lot of what's new won't make it into American shops. While this might sound like a disappointed take on what's in store for next season, there are a couple of bright sides to the current state of affairs. First and foremost, it means there's no reason to postpone buying a new ski now. Most of next year's skis may look a little better due to new cosmetics, but they won't ski any better because they'll still be the same skis they were this year. If you need, or want, a new ski now, get it now, while size selection is still relatively abundant. Another bright side to the current state of affairs requires more patience to achieve fulfillment. Because very wide skis got a lot of attention this year, and narrower skis are getting their due next year, the chances are good that the following year, 2024-25, will deliver a bonanza of new designs to the meat of the American market, a motherlode of all-mountain skis that will inspire real skiers everywhere to reload their quivers. And on that bright note, I'll close this brief chapter of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. I want to wish all my dear listeners a very happy new year. Thanks for listening.